Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. I'm your host today, Beatrice, and I'm here with
Brie at Brie Blue,
Sam at S4CK12,
Marva at Marva MSK,
Moya at Moya's Laboratory,
Tima at Teams_GH.
Let's get into it. Some of you look happy, some of you look a bit miserable. But let's start with Arsenal. So Sam, tell us how that Leeds win went.
So I think we played really well in the first half. Two goals from Nketi. What are you coughing for?
No, I'm just kidding.
Are you sure?
She's already started.
Not even 2 minutes in. But no, we played really well in the first half. Two goals from Nketiah. He's really answering his phone these days, which I'm really impressed by, because we were really playing Lacazette for a good portion of the season, and he does absolutely niche. And people are actually saying that he should have a contract extension.
They were like, he brings more to the team than goals.
Hold up, play, leadership. Where?
Garbage.
Lucazade can actually lead.
Lucazade.
Yes.
Hey, what flavour?
Oh no, honestly, from the time that he had that interview and he said he's ready to play Champions League, he wants to move to a team that's playing Champions League, he hasn't seen a minute of football
since. Does he look at himself in the mirror?
Look at yourself!
He didn't read the room on that one.
He didn't, honestly. But yeah, first half was good. And then second half, Arsenal have this tendency to fall asleep at the wrong times. And that's when people come and capitalise. And we actually conceded in a corner, and it's like we've defended them so well so far this season, but we've just defended really poorly, and it's like, come on guys, wake up. But we secured a win, 3 points. It was scruffy, but listen, we just need the points at the end of the day, so hopefully top four is secured by Thursday.
I feel like Arsenal are gonna do the typical Arsenal thing and just fumble on Thursday.
Why do you think that?
Because it's just Arsenal.
So you see this?
No, but I feel like they've been on like a good run. And this is like
remember the run they were on before they started beating Chelsea United?
Yeah, that was that was severe.
Let's go back to those days.
It's coming.
We'll talk about you next. Don't worry.
Yeah, let's
hold it.
Actually, I don't want you to host anymore.
What do you think the score's going to be on Thursday?
I don't know, because I feel like if we play the way we did in that second half, we're going to get ran through, honestly.
And by Spurs, though, are you sure?
Nah, but Son.
Yeah, exactly. Son, he's awake. Like, he's alive and ready. Like,
and
I feel
also,
like,
they're kind of fighting for the top four still.
As well. So yeah, it's like, this game is actually, this is the one that makes the difference. And I want to say that we're going to come out with a win, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be more mentality in that game than anything. Mm. I want to say we want to win, but I feel like it might end up in a draw.
But Arsenal don't really need to win that game.
This is it. This is just for it, timeline.
It's just for comfort as well. Like, if you lot win, I think top four is done.
Yeah, it's done.
Even basically mathematically.
I'm pretty sure. Because right now it's 4 points, no?
Yeah, we've got 4 points. Yeah.
So if you win, it's 7 and there's 2 games left. So it's literally a win and it's over.
Yeah, and I feel like Spurs are going to have a tough time playing Burnley.
Yeah. We pray they don't. Yeah, we pray they win that smoothly.
I feel like Burnley are going to be back in the air.
Well, you kind of helped, speaking of that, you kind of helped Everton by beating Leeds. Mm-hmm. Marva,
when I saw that goal, the 2-1, after it was 2-0 in what, like 10 minutes and ascending off, I was like, great, and now it's 4-0. Then I see it's 2-1 with like 20 minutes ago. I was like, Arsenal, please.
You were begging, Arsenal, I was begging, please. It was so close for them to actually bottle that game, but yeah, it comes down to NLD. So yeah,
can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Arteta in or Arteta out?
Next.
The same question every week. You're bored.
Okay, be bored though, because Manchester, like, Arsenal fans, like, they're tossing and turning.
His contract has been extended.
Yeah, so now it's not really it. Arteta in or out. It's not their choice.
It's over. I have no choice in this. What choice do I have?
Because even when Arsene Wenger was getting his new contracts, like, you had, like, you still saw Wenger out signs in the middle of Antarctica. So, like, you do actually have a choice.
Nah,
but it's like, if they were making enough noise, they wouldn't have done that contract extension. Now it's done. It shows that they're invested in him.
And respectfully, the Wenger out stuff, even with the plane flying over the city, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
He actually only went when the club decided he was going to. It was nothing to do with the fans. The club didn't care. Respectfully, facts. The fans could have been protesting for years. They didn't care.
But it doesn't stop you having an opinion.
This girl just wants to
come out. Listen, I'm Arsenal in, as I've told you on multiple occasions. Okay?
So is that a no comment?
Leave me alone.
It's a leave her alone, Tima.
You heard it here first.
You know what made me laugh though? Because we actually don't have a choice in this. In his interview, he said that the club was going to back me after the 3 losses that we had at the beginning of the season. Do you see that?
It's giving me...
Are you seeing this?
It's giving me social vibes. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just going to ignore that comment.
Respectfully.
Going back to the North London derby, Bree, who do you think is going to win the game?
I think Arsenal, if they don't get too comfortable.
Mm.
However, a draw is highly more likely. Mm. Yeah.
Where is the game?
Tottenham.
Yeah.
What is it? It's techie.
What about you, Timo?
I didn't realise that it was at the Spurs, Tottenham Stadium. Seeing Tottenham yesterday, I was actually very impressed with their game against Liverpool. I thought they soaked up Liverpool's pressure very well and they counter-attacked them very well and actually should have won at the end because they had that chance that Højbjerg had. Yeah. Like, how are you not aiming for the goal? Ooh, I think it's going to be a draw, but I think it's going to be...
Like a 2-2.
I think
it's 2-2.
It's not going to be comfortable
either way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
What do you think, Maya?
I actually think it will be a draw, but... Well, I would have, if you asked me like 10 minutes ago, I would have said a draw, but something in me now is saying that Spurs are going to win just because they need to win. Mm. And then that would still leave it open till the end.
To the end.
Yeah.
Can I just say, like, this top four race, I think, is going to go down to the last day. And what I find so entertaining about this season is that it's not just the top four, but it's also the relegation battle. Mm, yeah. We have a lovely Everton fan here. That's very proud to be an Everton fan, I must say. But I think if, Like Moyo said, I think I side with you a little bit as well, that Tottenham might just nick it, which will take it down to the last day. And I'm here for it. No, who's going to be the winner?
I'm praying everything is sewn up by the time, because Everton are playing Arsenal last day of the season as well.
Yeah.
So I'm praying Arsenal win. Arsenal win the next 3 games. Don't need anything. Well, how many games left?
Do you know what last day that will be if you're both fighting?
That would be great. That always makes for the better.
I cannot do that.
Or it will make for the driest game.
I'll give her hypothetical.
Do you know what I mean? No, I think it will be done before then. I think
I hope so.
The way Aiden was playing today, I think it's confirmed that they've lost their heads.
He's got a free match.
No, that sending off was actually I'm not gonna lie, the tackle was actually insane.
And he was their captain and was like it was like a milestone appearance as well, like his
The ball was already almost off the pitch. When he actually committed the foul, the ball was already, like, the line is here and the ball was already hovering on the line. It was just ridiculous.
He went over the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to he get... actually tackled over the ball.
That made no sense.
That's mad.
But also the other thing is, like, leaving it to the last day, madness happens on the last
day.
That's true.
Like, you can never... That's what we like.
It's never...
United fans right now, we're neutral.
We have a neutral
You might be fighting for conference place.
We had it last year.
You had it last season.
Yeah, you had it last season and you were supposed to not get Champions League if Leicester weren't stupid.
But we would have still won it anyway because we won it.
Oh, yes.
But we can't. We actually need Tottenham to lose to drop points.
No, man. I want Tottenham to win.
Because we just need to get our points.
Basically, Tottenham drop points.
Tottenham.
Kind of confirms Chelsea.
No, it doesn't, because Chelsea can go on and lose the next three games.
But if we beat Leeds and Tottenham drop points, it's done.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're going to beat Leeds?
No, respectfully.
You just never know.
Who is even the replacement for Ailing? I'm pretty sure Ailing has played every game since they've been in this.
It was his 500th game today.
So who's going to play in that game? And
have you seen Chelsea play?
I very much hear that, but.
And it's like Leeds have to actually come out fighting, otherwise they're getting relegated.
But Leeds coming out fighting is not, that's not a promising, like, Leeds coming out fighting, they need to even, the come out fighting is when they start leaving gaps. Sometimes don't fight. Like, the way they play is like a striker that runs in behind stream. Like, it's Werner that's going to be scoring in that match, it's the way Leeds play. It's not sustainable, man. Especially against fast forwards.
I think it'll be seeing something special.
We did it with Everton.
Yeah,
we did it with Arsenal.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Everton is just a weird team. Because they've actually given problems to all the better teams.
They have.
It's when they're playing their peers that the problem is starting.
they feel more pressure.
Hey, Leicester are our peers now, yeah? They're like 6 points above us, you know? Seven points above us.
Because no one has paid attention to them this season.
How did they get there?
They got games in hand, though.
It was 2 months ago that they were saying Brendan Rodgers should get the United job. That's what I said.
Everton and Leicester are on the same amount of games and they're like 7 points above us. I know that's like quite a big gap, but in terms of where we are fighting for relegation, you thought they'd be fighting for Europe. That's a mad fall.
Weren't they like somewhere in the top four last year?
They literally just missed it last game of the season.
Yeah, they almost got it. This was
but
the same Garfield team.
That's what happened. That's what happened. Leicester, though, I think they were putting their faith in winning Conference League. Like, win Conference League and get Europa.
I mean, I don't watch that Conference League.
Is it like a bottom version of the Europa League?
So basically, if you win the whole competition, you go into the Europa League next year. That's what I'm saying. No serious team actually wants to be in that. But if you're a team,
it's actually quite a good competition for like the.
United don't want to be in that Europa League.
But they're about to be.
And that's fine. I don't care anymore. I honestly don't. I think it's the competition is good for teams that aren't in the Europa. Yeah. Like,
it's good for teams that come like fifth in the Italian league and stuff like that.
Literally,
like,
United. That competition will not be good for us, though.
Yeah.
So you're just saying
United.
It will be.
I think it will be.
But that's not her point. Did you listen to the point?
She just waiting to say United. Yeah, Arteta in. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's all I'm here for.
The competition won't be good for us, but it's just a comp. Like, do you get what I mean?
But you've got to win it. You have to win it.
I'm because if we win it, we basically get. Let's be real. We're going to finish in the top six next year. Is that a crazy shout?
That
to come sixth.
That is actually a crazy shout.
To come sixth.
Yes. That's not a crazy
right
shout.
Now,
you're. Probably not.
We said next season.
Even next season.
But how do you know?
Next season for United to come sixth is a crazy shout.
Where do you think they're coming to?
Up and down.
Do you know what crazy means?
She doesn't know.
I think if you look at United now, I don't know whether this is rock bottom, is basically what I'm saying.
And I hear that also, but the other teams in the league are not great, respectfully. Like, do you know, it's not even about United having to be good next season. It's about the norm happening. So Liverpool are going to beat everyone from number seven downwards. Man City are going to beat everyone from number seven. That is why the league always balances out to what it is.
Yeah.
It's not, but you've got like Newcastle will have money. They have money.
Bruno Gomes was already tweeting saying Champions League.
I said, bro.
But my thing is, the reason why it won't be a good competition for us is because, okay, even if we finish seventh, and but the person, but the people within us, like the FA Cup and Conti Cup, Carabao Cup winners finishing the top six, we'll still get Europa. Do you get what I mean? So how does that competition help us? We just get the same thing we already automatically got.
No, because I think in terms of a rebuild of Manchester United, I think it's a good competition to kind of really test ideas and things like that.
This girl is...
In fact, sorry, this is not even...
You have to ignore her because this doesn't even make sense.
Who saw Mourinho in tears though after he got to the
final? Yeah, I like that.
What happened? Cute.
When Roma got to the conference final.
Oh, conference?
Yeah.
Conference
League. Is that how low it's gotten for that? It's crying.
I mean, the thing is Roma themselves haven't won anything for like... I think they said like they haven't got to a final like that for like 30 years or something.
Okay, that's
so then
fair.
It was like,
okay.
So everything
for the club.
Yeah, for the club.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And because I don't know what position they're in the league, but like being in Europa would be good for them.
Good for them, yeah.
Even financially.
Yeah.
I hear it. It was also like it was some mad stat about like Mourinho's consecutive Europe finals or no finals, sorry.
Finals,
Carabao with Spurs, even though we didn't get to
manager. Even that was a stupid.
He was saying last week, he was like, hopefully we get to the final and hopefully I get to manage.
He's still pressed.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but what Tottenham did last year was mad.
It was very stupid.
Just to save a couple pounds.
Do you know what? They still had to pay him anyway.
Yeah, but if apparently they would have to pay him more because he had a clause in his contract that said if he wins a cup,
and
then they've got to pay him the bonus, and they sack him. They've got to pay him the bonus and the sacking bonus.
Oh, they're bastards.
That's what I'm saying.
They would have a trophy.
That's what I'm saying. They basically put the I don't want to lose the money over because you have a chance.
That's why Spurs fans were fuming because they were like,
Spurs,
"Is it really
Spurs
worth
as
it?
Well against City have a very strange record. They somehow even if they're not playing well from when they beat Chelsea City with Nuno.
Yeah,
come on.
They had Ryan Mason managing them for a final. Like, come on.
That was just ridiculous. Look at the stats that we've been putting up beforehand. Record in the final, 0%. There was just no need for stats. They were just taking it for an idiot.
Let's go back to Everton. The game today. How did it go?
I'm going to be honest, I barely watched it. I couldn't get a good stream, but two, you know when you're just watching it, like, through your hands like that. Like, the first half was good, but the second half was like just pressure. Mm. Mina got injured after like 25 minutes. He like had a howler, then got injured, and it was like this is gonna be it. But yeah, Mikulenko scored an absolute banger for his first ever goal, so I'm happy for him. And then just Leicester cannot defend corners, and for once it's not us who like can't defend corners and concede. We actually scored against them from a corner, which is amazing. And then that's our first away win since August.
That's actually insane.
So imagine what it's like for us fans who have travelled up and down the country. I have not seen Everton win the season when I've gone to a live game. I've not seen us win. There's a long running thing of my record of Everton. It's a joke. But anyway, so those fans deserved it. Like the ones who went, they were there 20 minutes after the final whistle, just singing like... they were letting off flares, like when you were watching it, honestly, and when I was watching it, you could literally hear them singing like over the Leicester fans for the whole game, because we've just realized it's like we have to be the ones to drag our team through this. And that's what, like, before the Chelsea game there was a big thing to get everyone there before meet the coach. Even yesterday there was an organized thing to at Finch Farm when they're like driving out the coach to get the fans all to come and see them off with like flares. So the same thing you saw at Chelsea, they did that yesterday with them just driving to Leicester. Like, that's how much the fans are like getting together now and just being like, we're going to have to... 12, but yeah. 12,
sorry.
That is so cute.
Yeah, to drag them through.
A relegation scrap just unites fans. It does, though.
Saying, I literally tweeted today, I'm like, this is obviously the lowest league position we've been in ages at this point of the season. This is the most together our fans have been in years.
Yeah.
Like, but I think we needed it as a club, not to say it was, you know, that's a good thing.
Same time again next
exactly. And hopefully, like, obviously there's still much more to do, and hopefully we don't, mess this up from now. But it's like, we are our fans and our club have been so toxic for so long. Like, even our, both, obviously there's stuff happening at board level that we can't control, but to see our fans just come together and be like, forget all of that. We're not going to be angry. We're not going to be angry at the players anymore, because we have this thing inside us. We like ruin players so often because it's just like, we're booing, we're groaning, we're like annoyed at them.
Sounds like United.
Yeah.
But this is such a welcome change. And I hope this is a turning point for our fans and just how we react with our players and our clubs. Because even Iwobi was saying the other day, he was like, he was having a game where he's been so good recently. So he's obviously just trying, like running. And he was like, I was doing all the right things. Then I played a pass and it went wrong and the fans clapped me. They didn't. And he was like, I've never had that before. Aww. Like, and he was like, it made all the difference, because he was like, it made him want to try things more. Aww. We have not had that in years. No, we boo our players. But we do. We boo our players. We make them like nervous.
Because I know what she's thinking.
What are you going to say?
So I'm just, hopefully this is just a welcome change for us and it continues and this is like a turning point now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
That's a good question. what's going on with Dele Alli? Is he playing? Is he starting?
No, he's not starting. He's come on a few games and like he actually got the assist, or like the, basically what the assist was, but then it rebounded off someone. But for that equaliser against Leicester at home, he came on, I think, against Chelsea with Rondon as well. He's like been brought on in the last like 20 minutes to just like add a bit of like fresh legs, creativity.
He's actually a squad player.
I know.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, I think he would have probably come on today, but we had two injuries, so then we could only make one real sub after that. But yeah, it's a weird one. I don't know if he'll, because right now we basically have him on a free.
Yeah, I was about to say, because he's not started enough. But I do also think that's another reason why he hasn't started as many, so you can get him on the free.
No, even mathematically, we couldn't start him enough games because we were out of the cup.
Oh,
so we couldn't even... Yeah. Oh, no, he was cup ties anyway. So yeah, so we couldn't start him enough games to make that 20 mil or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tottenham actually just so stupid. Like,
to be honest, I think it was just them being like, it's basically a loan, but obviously they didn't get any money from it.
Mm-hmm. So is he going to go back at the end?
No, we've got him.
No, they've got him.
But we can sell him.
Started enough, yeah.
So we can sell him for profit if we don't buy him. But if we want to keep him, if we meet the however many games.
Being in that position, you just feel your value. Yeah.
But equally, it's on him as well, because I'm like,
facts.
Do you know what I mean? He's had chances at Spurs. He's now come to a club where he's had chances and he played a few games where he was not great at all. And I know that's a bit unfair, because it's like, he's a luxury player. He's not what you need in a relegation scrap, but he hasn't exactly like taken those opportunities like with full force. But yeah, it's a weird one. I don't know if we'll keep him.
So Frank Lampard, man, doing his thing.
Listen,
this club is actually like Frank. His level. I'm happy for him.
I think Everton can do better. No offense.
I think it depends what Everton are trying to be. Like,
you know, in the current state they're in, this is his level for sure.
Relegation battle is his level.
No, but Everton realistically could still finish like 16th, 15th, like not 15th, but like 16th. Do you know what I'm saying? If they get a couple more results, it's not going to look as bad as what it seemed. And I think, yeah, that is probably his remit.
Yeah,
because I feel like once you start creeping into like the 9th/8th place teams, they want you to get Europe. Yeah. And once you don't get Europe, that's a failure.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what Everton have been.
And that's what I'm saying. The Everton of like 3 years ago, this is above his pay grade.
Wasn't it just last year people said Everton were going to win the league?
Yeah, Ancelotti came, he brought Alan and all these people. And then it looked like, I'm not going to lie, in the beginning,
it was me.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I remember when James was scoring, especially in the beginning, we were like, nah, like Ancelotti knows what he's doing. I'm not saying Ancelotti don't know what he's doing in it, but like,
yeah,
like he was gonna make you guys monsters, but
yeah, but he fell off as well. I don't know what happened.
I'm not gonna lie, like, big time.
End of last season,
big time. I think he started hearing whispers that,
yeah, maybe. But do you know what? With Frank, like, I've been a bit up and down with him I saw a thing being like, yeah, but he is like an inexperienced manager. He is still pretty new at this. And in the last like 5 games, he's actually learned lessons from before. Whereas like in some of the games before, I was going, what are you doing? Like there's the only reason that he was better than Benitez was that he wasn't causing players to leave basically at that point. Whereas now I'm like, The amount of we've played Leicester twice, Chelsea and United. If you saw those fixtures before in the way that we were, you would have thought, what, less like 3 points or something out of possible 12. We got 10.
United, that
we got 10 points. Yeah. Even so though, that, United weren't at like their worst at that point. And it's like, we've got 10 points out of 12 from that. That's a massive improvement.
Really, can I just say that Frank Lampard will do that? Like,
but I'll take that.
Speaking from experience, like, he will, the games you don't expect him to win, he'll win. But there are so many games that you need to win that he won't even be putting out tactical instructions. Like, the players just running around. I remember that game against Leicester, when Leicester was saying they didn't even really have to try that hard, and they beat us like 2-3-0. So
that game, I remember it. Yeah.
No, but why do they talk like that after games?
Was it Madison?
Yeah, it was Madison.
Madison said the same at Old Trafford. He was like, oh, we're disappointed for pointing here, and that tells you a lot about what Old Trafford is saying right now. But it's just like, sis, you're 14th. No, always big man. They were getting on to, when Arsenal beat them as well, they were like, oh, they're always saying something. Just chatting. They're always saying something.
Look at yourselves. Like, actually look at yourselves. But anyways.
Anyway, do we think Everton is safe?
We're not safe yet, because we're only 1 point above Burnley and Leeds, but with a game in hand. But like I said, our last game in the season is against Arsenal, so you never know. We've got to play Watford away, and even though one of those is like, all right, easy, but now that they've been relegated, you know, when teams, once they're relegated,
they start winning.
Do you know what I mean? They just, like, just because the pressure's off and they just play.
Are they not relegated yet?
They're relegated.
And Rodgers
didn't even give a damn.
He was saying they're relegated before it even happened.
Damn, he's just collecting his pension.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I actually forgot Watford were in the league.
I feel like I've not heard Dennis's name in time.
Dennis, King, none of them.
No, that was the hex as well. Because when Watford didn't let him go to AFCON.
Yeah.
Wait, where are Brentford?
They're doing all right.
They are 12.
Ericsson just came in and just...
That's good.
But they're level on points with 11th, so Villa.
Oh, wow, that's good.
We've still got to play them at home as well. And Palace. Villa. No, Brentford and Palace at home.
Yikes. Is it Palace at Goodison Park then?
Yeah.
I think you'll win. That's the problem right now. Mm-hmm.
Going around the room, who do you think is getting relegated? So we know Watford and Norwich are already done. Mm-hmm. So out of Leeds, Everton and Burnley, who's getting relegated, Moya?
Leeds. And good riddance.
Over Burnley, come on.
I actually think it's going to be Leeds, you know. Because I think they're going to lose to Chelsea and they may lose to Brighton and they may lose to Brentford. And that's their last three games. Like, I'm not looking at any of the... Obviously, they could win against the last two, but they could also lose.
Facts.
But in terms of good riddance, you'd prefer to see...
Burnley as well needs to go. Okay, I'll take Leeds staying because it seems to be points just galore in it. Like, when you play Leeds, like, all of our teams, we all sort of feel like...
Calm, innit?
But Burnley
is one where you're like,
I'm not trying... Yeah, no one's really trying to... Burnley should go.
Burnley have been giving everyone hell since 2014. They can go.
Yeah.
Timo?
I want Burnley to get relegated, but they seem to be on a really good run.
What are their last fixtures for the season?
Tottenham, Villa, and then Newcastle. So theirs are hard as well.
But that's the thing, because a few weeks ago it was like ours and Leeds' fixtures were the hardest, whereas now it's like, it's kind of level. Like, we've all got one hard team left and then like two sort of mid-table.
A lot of these teams have nothing to play for.
It can go any way when
I think
like that.
Leeds and Burnley could both potentially win one more game, but that will mean that Leeds get relegated because their goal difference right now is -35. Do you get what I mean?
That is disgraceful. That's what you get
for doing basketball games.
I don't know if Chelsea beat Leeds. I'm not gonna.
Come on, man.
I'm being serious.
It could be a draw. I think somehow it's gonna be a draw.
Listen, I agree with Timo. From when we lost to Everton, anything's possible.
We are champions. Yeah, we give points. Like, if you need points,
that's same as us. We do it too.
But we still beat Leeds. I'm not gonna lie. And there was no doubt in my mind that we would beat Leeds. Even when it went from 2-0 to us to 2-2, I still thought we're still beating.
I have no faith in us at this point.
I don't have even a grain of salt or faith in that team. team, yeah, but Leeds is just like a
easy win. Like,
obviously, Bielsa isn't there anymore. Bielsa made it even more definite you're winning. Like now, because this guy has a bit more shame. Bielsa didn't really have shame. Like, he was a good guy in it, but he just didn't have shame.
I don't know. I think Leeds do get relegated, but I think they're probably going to get taken off points on Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying Leeds get relegated just because I think Burnley always find a way. Every season, I'm just like, yeah, they're getting relegated.
Like, go!
Tarkowski went off injured yesterday.
He's been trying to leave for the past 2.5 years.
I don't know how bad the injury was, but...
I'm sure they've got another diamond.
Also, yeah, they'll find somewhere.
They've got so many builders, defenders, and backlines ready to come in.
And the fact that one of the team players is the captain now, it's like, what even is happening at this institution?
No, but that's the thing. I feel like because they lost yesterday, it might be a thing now.
Did they lose?
Yeah. 3-1 to Villa.
Were they 1-0 up?
No, they were 3-0 down. And they were like, yeah. So I'm like, it could be that, you know, that sort of new manager thing might.
Be dying.
We pray.
What about you, Brie?
Burnley, especially with the run of games that they have, and they sack their long-term manager as well. Like, they should just go and leave us alone.
Okay. Sam?
I'm not going to lie. I feel like Leeds are going down because Burnley, I don't know where they find their juice from, but they survive all the time. And they're going to find it somehow and beat all of these teams.
I feel like they live for this. Like, this is the only thing that they have.
I feel like maybe they love this. They love having to battle for relegation every season.
But this is the closest they've been to actually going. You know, normally,
wasn't it last season? They were...
No, but last season... Last season, though... For some reason, Sean Dash always knew how to go on a run where he'll beat Arsenal somehow. He'll beat someone else, and then they'll get like another random point of like a Chelsea or a, and then the next year, you know, they're safe. But 2 games left, they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
But this, they're definitely going until the final game of the season.
I think this is the end.
Yeah, good riddance.
Yeah, indeed.
What about you?
I don't care as long as it's never. I don't care. My uncle's a Leeds fan, so I'm like, for the sake of the family, it'd be nice if both of us stayed up. But other than that, for the sake of peace.
No, but if Everton actually got relegated, you'd be like our first person on the pod with a championship team.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do. Do I even have a space? I have to start my championship
Golden. Or you could just
lead the women's side of things.
Yeah. I think you might just have to do that.
Yeah.
Because
let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Sorry, I changed my mind. I don't actually want Leeds to go. Because then I feel bad for Bamford, who hasn't been able to help them stay up.
Neither's Calvert-Lewin, guys.
But Calvert-Lewin, even when he came back, he wasn't really doing much.
He wasn't that guy. He's not been that guy for a while.
That's my guy.
The thing is, Calvert-Lewin, not that he won't care if Everton go, but he will know that he's not going to the championship. Yeah. Respectfully.
Because someone's going to buy him. Someone's
respectfully.
Arsenal linked to him.
I know.
They won't go for him.
We won't go
for him. Now that Nketiah is scoring, I don't think they'll need a star.
Are you sure that Arsenal respects Nketiah?
I think, because Arteta was like, if there's one person he needs to apologise to for how he's treated, it's Nketiah. And he said that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, he's actually taking
offers. If they give Nketiah a new...
He deserves it, though.
Cool.
If he's worked for something, why doesn't he deserve it?
What's your opinion?
And he's young. It's not like
in the Champions League.
I don't think he's going to be the main striker.
Your main striker gets injured or gets sold to Barcelona.
Yeah, but then,
he's got to play. He has to rise up to the occasion.
Remember we talked about this earlier, Is Nketiah ready to be like the first striker?
No, not first striker.
He's not. But he won't be the first striker.
So who will it be?
A new striker.
You've got to buy a striker.
Who are you guys going to get?
There's a couple of people they're linked with, though. Who? I think they were linked with Osimhen. They were linked with a couple other... I think, what's his name? Nunes was also still linked with...
He's linked with a lot of people.
Yeah, he is.
His
agent's doing the rounds.
Yeah,
one of those
he is. Yeah, facts.
My thing is, you're going to get a star striker, but what's the drop-off is going to be huge to my friend Eddie.
I hope the star striker don't get injured, isn't it? Or it's one of those ones that everyone's just going to have to chip in.
Facts.
Because it gets like that sometimes.
I wouldn't give him a new contract if I was Arsenal.
I'm not going to lie. I think he's going to get one because Nketiah has been... He's had offers from...
Is he just doing this?
He's had offers from clubs.
No, he said from the beginning, if you play me, I will score. He never actually got starts.
Yeah.
Ever.
He didn't.
That's why Arteta was apologising because he was like, even when Lacazette hadn't scored for like 10 games, he still wasn't starting Nketiah.
The thing is, I feel like if Arteta's... not going to give him a contract. He would have sold him to Crystal Palace last season.
Which is what Nketiah's whole statement was about on that podcast. Because he was like, if you actually don't want to play me, that's fine. I'll just go.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced by him.
We don't need you getting convinced, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's
your
mind. Yeah, it's not our business. Watch your own strikers.
Anyway, let's move on to Chelsea since Timo has so much to say. So maybe you can speak about your club and how that game went.
I actually didn't watch the game.
Oh, that's pissing. A change.
That's a pissing.
What do you mean a change? Like, it wasn't on TV and I'm a law-abiding citizen.
So Some of us have, you know.
I take it back, I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch the game. There's nothing for me to say. Like, Chelsea are doing...
No, there's plenty to say.
You always have something.
You were 2-0 up.
Chelsea are doing Chelsea.
You were 2-0
like,
up.
And I knew, if you look at my tweets, I knew what was going to happen, even when they were 2-0 up. Mm-hmm. I said... We all know how this is going to end.
I mean, you let Cody Chelsea score.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? No.
My Chelsea shirt, but I only won it once. When Chelsea were sanctioned.
You should have won it then.
Martin back in order.
So does anyone, you know, that watched the match have, you know, more to say on how that went?
I watched it this morning. All I just have to say is I'm done with the season. Yeah, I'm done.
That was literally me 6 months ago.
No, I'm genuinely done. Like, I even just watched it for the sake of the pod, and even when I had it on, I was just like, goodness me, like, what the hell is this? I will say though, you know, in the first half, the amount of chances that we had, even the offsides and walls are actually all over us as well, if I'm being very honest. I think defensively, what's his name? What's our grandpa's name again?
Thiago.
Yeah. He was having quite a mare yesterday as well. Attacking-wise, Lukaku did what he had to do in it. And
excuse me.
Oh, you're not coming to his defense today.
Let's give the man...
She is. She's going overboard.
What do you mean he did what he needed to do?
No, but he needs to score, innit?
No, literally.
But he played well.
Okay.
Did he?
Apparently.
So
you said... Wait, you didn't even watch this. How can you tell if he played well?
So
no, but that's why I said he did what he needed to do as a striker for the price tag that we paid him. Of course he had to score 2 goals.
And that's what
he should have been doing all season. Let's
not
get twisted.
Let her back her dog.
You have been on my guy's back, right? From the beginning of the season.
You said it wasn't your guy anymore. This is like 2 weeks ago.
As in, I told you she's trying
to come back and say my guy.
This is her bro. She's very confused.
You disowned him. You literally said,
this is my guy.
As long as he's in the Chelsea shirt, I have no choice. He is our guy.
No,
Your guy.
He plays for our club.
Yeah, but he's not my guy.
But he has to be.
I'm not gonna lie, Bree disliked him when he was still on the plane coming from Milan.
Do you know what I mean?
Thank you for remembering.
But can you
that.
Just give him a little bit of.
No, that's juice. What I said. He did what he had to do.
No, a little bit more juice.
So that's Rom's level, guys.
And Tuchel's comment, he said something about.
Yeah, he said he scored 2 goals, which is what. He was like, this ain't Sam about individual. He was like, he scored 2 goals, yeah.
And so what?
I think that's. That's a bit cat because.
What do you mean that's a bit cat?
Chat to your humble husband then.
I love Tuchel, but I disagree in that comment. It's particularly he knows what Lukaku's been through this season.
What has he been through?
I'm
sorry, but that was all self-inflicted. What has he actually been through? Tell me. Who told him to go to Sky Italia?
Not all of it. Some of it was self-inflicted.
Most of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
Some of it is
99.9% of it has been self-inflicted.
Some of it has been self-inflicted. But...
So which part hasn't been self-inflicted? Let's go into that.
That's a land.
Okay, cool.
Land.
Get ready for the runway.
It's so annoying.
I think some of it, I mean, it's the style of Chelsea's play as well and the way they play and the attacking play. I think that's why I say it's not all of it is his fault.
Yeah.
90% of it is his fault, but if the team are not playing to his strengths...
So you want to change the way the whole team plays just for one?
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So why not hear that to the team?
Thank you.
No, but Timo, you know this has been the problem like all season. Like even his
halfway.
Okay, even when the team
needs to slightly adapt to him, and he needs to slightly adapt.
No, he needs to adapt more to the team because when he gets injured, if we've adapted to him so much, the moment that man gets injured, we're basically in a mess. So we can't really do that. No. And why are we going to adapt to a player that's not consistent? He's not playing consistently day in, day out. Okay, so scoring goals day in, day out. Why are we going to adapt to that?
Which one of those strikers are scoring, actually doing anything? Any of those attacking players?
Well, Havertz has done a better job than Lukaku this season.
Has he?
Are you really going to do...
overall, yes.
Thank you.
But
obviously, goals-wise, I still think Lukaku, in all comps, I think has...
He's our top scorer.
It's not a good return.
He doesn't have,
For the amount we've paid. Remember, Lukaku is our actual number nine. Havertz has been playing false number nine.
I agree. But I sort of agree with everything you're saying. But the nuance to the argument is that none of those attackers are playing well. None of them. And they all cost a lot of money.
Mm. Well, Lukaku's our most recent big spend.
But Havertz also costs...
But Havertz was like 2 years ago. I'm talking about Lukaku right now.
Yeah, but they both... So combined, they are both 150 million.
No, but that's fine. But Lukaku came in so that...
Well, he could actually...
Sorry.
90 mil?
Havertz
was 70-something.
Okay, so combined, they are 170
million. Okay, that's fine, but Lukaku was brought in to score his goals.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was brought in to be your main man. Uh-huh. You can't take...
And
like,
that's the problem right here.
Where was your land?
He didn't land.
I didn't even land.
What did you land on?
Okay, let's realise this.
The other fans have just been as bad.
Okay, right. Okay, let's go to the screen. that the other strikers have been as bad, and also that the team are not playing to his strengths. That's what I landed on.
What are his strengths?
I was just about to ask that question.
But he, like, the way he played for when he was at Inter Milan, what they played 4-3-3.
No, let's talk about Chelsea.
Yeah. I'm talking about the system. The system played to his strengths, and he was able to run in the channels. Whereas he can't really run into the channels just because of the type of attackers that we have.
Yeah.
So it blocks his runs. And they also don't pass the ball over the top.
I agree that your midfield, your players don't really pass to him, but I also think that they're not passing to him
because the team is against him.
There's an option to pass to Lukaku and they don't really do it, but it's not even just Lukaku. Sometimes Werner does it as well. Yeah. He makes a run and they don't pass it to him. Mm. And that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But like, yes, they could pass to him more, but I also don't think Lukaku makes enough runs in a game. I feel like he's the type of striker that when he doesn't get it the first couple of times, he's not making the run again.
Yeah.
And obviously
he gets too emotional.
Yeah. I think not to compare him to someone that's completely different, but like, you know, like a Jamie Vardy that would, like, he's going to make the run from the beginning to the end of the match.
With the hope that
you will fight him at least one or twice, like once or twice of those two times.
Yeah.
Lukaku's just lazy. That's the problem.
Oh, I agree with that. I think he is lazy. But I don't think it's just as simple as it's all his fault. Yeah.
Okay. I will agree with you to a certain degree where it's not entirely his fault because obviously the players aren't
always passing to him. But in the instances when we have tried to play two attackers up front and have Werner and Lukaku, it's always been a disaster.
I think they,
they're always in each other's way. They're always offside. Like, it's never been
I'd actually go Havertz and Lukaku up to, together.
Have we tried that in the season?
A few times. Yeah, a few times.
In the beginning, I think.
I said in this pod, I've seen Lukaku live. He's atrocious. Like, I don't...
Yeah, you still have all the willpower to defend him.
I defend him because I think the attacking unit, in terms of the way that the Chelsea attack is fractured, is bad. I think Lukaku obviously makes that worse, but he is not the root cause of that issue.
Yeah.
And so for Chelsea fans to be like, oh, he cost 97 million, I get it. Like, listen,
98.5.
You always
Because it used to be you to lock it off, but no worry.
98.5 million, yeah, I get it. It's atrocious, his output, but our output last season was also atrocious. And next season, question mark. I don't actually think Lukaku leaves in the summer.
To get a return.
I think the club that he... There's too many factors that need to come into play for him to leave. Like, every club he's been linked to, they can only buy him if another person got... Mm-hmm. So, like, he got linked with PSG if Mbappe goes. Now they're saying Mbappe may not be going. He was saying at one point, oh, he still wants to go back to Inter. And Inter's president was saying, why would I? He was like, listen, I loved Lukaku when he was here, but we literally sold him for 98.5 million, bought Dzeko for 8 million, and we're still top two right now fighting for the league.
And I also think that another reason why Chelsea didn't sell him is there are so many other issues that we need to solve in our 11 that actually... getting rid of Lukaku is just going to add
to the problems.
How much do you think Lukaku's worth now?
30 million.
Depends if Marina is still there. I think it depends if Marina is still there to do the deal. Because Marina, I don't know where she gets people to pay ridiculous amounts of money for players that we don't even want. If she was still there, I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea got 120 million from Lukaku.
Huh?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Which team's playing?
Sorry? Do you remember when...
I was actually about to back you. I was even nodding. Yeah.
Do you remember when Diego Costa wanted to leave?
What? Timor.
When Diego Costa...
How can you make a profit on a man has literally started one Premier League...
Diego Costa.
Before yesterday, he hadn't scored a Premier League goal in 2022. Come on.
Diego Costa wanted to leave and they only wanted to pay 25 million. In the end, they paid 58 million. We signed him for 32. That's why I'm saying that.
Okay, Diego Costa!
He scored like two goals after.
But the price that they ended up paying for Diego Costa was still within a ballpark range that someone would pay for a striker. If you're paid 120 million for a striker...
120 million, but... Chelsea would get like 100. They would. I still think they would make.
I think if Marina was here, posted, ready, and proper in her bag, maybe 90. But yeah,
she wouldn't make a loss. I'm telling
maybe
you
right 90. Now.
She won't make.
She might have to take. I'm not gonna lie. She might have to take.
Who's paying?
I got what you're saying about Marina, yeah. But we're moving that Marina didn't take losses on people. Bakayoko still has not been sold.
But you haven't made a loss on him,
but you bought him for 35 million, and he's just been bouncing around Italy.
He has, man. But the loan fees alone have paid back his fee.
No, but team up.
Paid back his fee.
Team up. His performance right now, no one is buying the
120 million.
That is
I rode back a little bit. She would not make a loss.
I think 90, and even 90 is nuts, yeah. But the thing is, you know, a couple clubs do some money laundering, let's be real, yeah. And those money laundering clubs are the ones that will somehow get 90 million.
Who are the teams right now that could do that?
I thought you were going to say that a money laundering. I was about to say,
PSG.
Are they the only one?
But again, that's going to rely on Mbappe.
And apparently AC Milan.
So paid 90 million.
Listen to me. Let me land.
We are listening.
Apparently AC Milan are about to get bought. So he's been linked with AC Milan anyway.
But he openly said, I would not go to AC. No, but he... someone that's doing what's it called? Oprah Winfrey Red Table Talk about Inter. About Inter, you think he'd go to AC Milan?
He has. Listen, he might have a choice.
He actually he has sense. He has some sense.
Nah, he's not. Chelsea don't make a Chelsea don't make a loss. I'm telling you.
Do you know the only reason why I do think they'd make, if he was to go, I don't think he's actually going to go, but they would make a loss because teams don't. The teams that actually do have that money. Don't number one, they don't need him. And if they did need his profile, there's someone else that they can get. Mm-hmm. There's always someone else.
Always someone else.
He does not someone's going to have to come and collect Ronaldo.
No. Ronaldo stays.
Why would he stay?
Why would he stay, Timo?
Anyway, you think I'm losing, I'm wait, losing hold on, focus.
Hold on. No, you're not. No, because you're not, what you said doesn't make sense.
No, it does make sense.
Also, 120 million.
Also, Haaland right now is available for 68, but it's me that will put dip my hand into my pocket and bring 120 million for Lukaku.
I wrote back, guys.
No one's still going to buy him for even 90 million. He's not worth it.
No, they won't.
I'm not going to lie. Some of the money laundering clubs, they'll do it.
I don't think so, personally.
You've... Napoli, they be doing it as well. I'll be real. Napoli, Juve.
Hey.
Juve, some of the dealings, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Barca would do it.
And he's been linked to Barcelona.
But they're not bringing, a hundred. Do you know why? They're not even going to give Xavi that type of money ever. Do you know, I'll be real.
But do you know what Chelsea might do, which is if she's done with Bakayoko? Is send him on loan and make the money back.
Lukaku would literally rather the whole club is gonna he'll flip that club upside down. I promise
that
you.
Is too disrespectful.
Because that is
I don't think he wait,
Timo,
anyway.
If we actually did that, if we think Sky Italia was bad, he's going to everybody.
He's going to everybody.
He's doing a PR tour.
He's going on club secrets are safe. Every single
done for new crimes.
I
still don't think if Marina is on top of the game, she doesn't make a loss. Right. But to be honest, she's not probably not going to be there, so who knows?
I think they could make close to the money from Barca. But not the full money.
Maybe 70.
Nah, Barca are mad. They'll do a cheeky 90, 95.
I just think 90 is a bit higher.
Yeah, probably still worth 80.
Yeah.
If you know that you're going... Lukaku always thrives best in a team that... This is not even an ego thing. So when I say no other superstar, I don't mean as an ego thing, but more so because then they just cater the whole team to him.
He needs to be the main man.
But that was never going to be Chelsea though.
Because if you actually look at the goals he was scoring for Inter, I'm not even joking. Sometimes he's picking the ball up in midfield and I'm literally in the middle of the park and it's just running towards goal. And he's so much bigger and faster than most, especially the defenders in Italy, respectfully. But like, that was how he was scoring so many of his goals. Like, he was doing a lot of the running, then he'll lay it off and then they'll lay it back into
him.
He's
not doing that with us.
No Premier League teams don't play like that in the league. Teams don't play like that in this league.
It's so much harder to do that.
I mean, in the Premier, there are some odd instances where he can do that, but he just chooses.
He did it against Villa.
I don't remember.
He did it against Villa because he was bodying people
down. That's when I like Lukaku, when he's one-on-one, like, he's any defender's nightmare.
Especially when he's confident. But he's a confidence player.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
And he's got quite a big ego. So you have to stroke it.
And I feel like most big teams nowadays, they don't want their striker to be a confidence player. They just want someone that likes
regardless.
No, but
that's what we need though, because we've always had confidence strikers. But Lukaku, I don't know.
You've always had it in... The successful Chelsea strikers have always been like confident. Their confidence has not been dependent on other stuff. So Diego Costa, if he went not scoring for a sec in the league, he's still thinking, and I'm still going to start the next game, and I'm still going to, like, there was never, like, a doubt thing, but I feel like once Lukaku goes to the bench is when he starts mentally checking out. Because that's what basically happened at United when he was like, when he was saying, oh, Ole wanted to play me right wing and stuff like that. But, like, even though at that time our front three was actually fluid, so he still would have been able to get, arrive in the box and stuff. But I feel like, once he felt like someone else was favoured over him is when he started moving strange.
He needs to be held.
Yeah, he needs some love. And Tuchel saying that, he scored two goals, it's not helpful.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
That was a bit cutthroat from him.
You can tell what Tuchel's feelings about Lukaku are.
Yeah, but Tuchel actually wanted him, so he needs to hold that.
No, but like, if the player goes and does the interview and he loses respect for the player, like,
completely agree.
Chelsea fans don't think he wanted him, but I disagree.
He did, because at
first I thought as well, but Tuchel literally said in his interview when Lukaku was bought, I even wanted him at PSG. So he has to hold this one. I don't know why Chelsea fans keep trying to run that Tuchel didn't want him, was a board signing. He literally said, I've been watching him and wanting him for years. So he did want him.
He did want him.
Now he's got
him. Maybe he met him and thought, actually.
Yeah, you got him.
I think, though, that sometimes coaches' perception of Lukaku and what Lukaku actually is different. Because Mourinho as well wanted him. And then later, Lukaku was like, oh, I really want coaches to understand that I'm not the hold up. I'm not a target man striker. You know when they said I'm not a target man striker? Because Mourinho wanted to play him like a target man as well. Yeah. But it's because he's big.
He's big.
Like, so when they see him, they just think, target man. Because he's thinking Higuain, Ibrahimovic, they're all just chest the ball down and start. Lukaku want to do that.
No. But he's actually quite good at it as well. He's now, actually... No, Lukaku, even for Everton, like, his hold-up play
Everton,
was...
Everton, though, everything was to... Everything was catered. Barkley was just...
Yeah, but his hold-up play was still, like, it's something that he has in his locker that he can do. But again, it's that comes back to that thing of him adapting compared to Chelsea adapting. It's like... When he has to do a certain job for the team, he's not always up for doing that. Whereas that is actually something he can do, is hold out the play, play it on, get into the box, and then get in on the end of the resulting product.
Do you not always go
what I've established from this year is that Lukaku is just such a delicate flower.
He is.
I'm trying to protect him, and you guys are just trying to...
Nah, I'm not even trying to grow up. He's a big man. He's actually a big man.
But I do think as well...
You're almost 30 now.
He finds it easier to do, like, the way he wants to play in teams that aren't as good. Like, I feel like in his Premier League career, his best has been at West Brom and at Everton. And it's because, so like, when teams are playing against Chelsea, for example, they're already half sitting back. So the hold up play he's going to have to do, it requires something completely different. When he was at Everton, the game was always so end to end that there's so much space and freedom for him to actually operate.
Especially in Martinez's team.
That's like... what I'm saying. Yeah, respectfully. Also, yeah.
Boy, whew.
I'm interested to see, though, what happens to him this summer.
Yeah. I think he's
He definitely feels really bad right now. He feels like crap.
Yeah, you can tell from his body language.
Yeah, he's that look yesterday actually
killed me. No, that's what I was about to say. That face killed me. Now, you know what? Yeah, it was justified because he's just scored 2 goals, left us in a comfortable position, and then we just blew it.
My stream 95 minutes 40 seconds because I was like, and Chelsea were in their own in the corner flag. I was like, the game's done.
Yeah.
Turned it off. Got to my car. I just saw the group chat popping off, and I said, "Huh?" Because I was just thinking there was only 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that face was justified.
It's about that Cody scored.
Guys, Chelsea, by the way, Chelsea. City won 5-0.
Go on, City.
Confidence
back.
I mean, they have to.
Guys,
no, that's actually important for. Do you know what? If they're 3 points ahead and bigger goal difference now, because their goal difference was equal before. So
Do you know what my ultimate dream is for Liverpool to just win the season of Carabao Cup?
That is my dream as well.
So, you have to ask me.
But if to win, Madrid to win the final.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been saying I would love Madrid to win ever since they beat PSG.
Yeah.
Because I was like, listen.
What are you saying now?
I don't want Courtois to be happy in life.
Oh, just get over it, love.
Nah.
I want it for Benzema.
Same.
I really want it.
I think he deserves it.
He's done a madness.
He's getting Ballon d'Or.
He should get Ballon d'Or.
I think he should get Ballon d'Or regardless. I know they're saying Mane, and I won't be against Mane getting it if they win another. So like,
if they win the Champions League,
then I understand.
Why
Mane's name will be up there. Yeah. But remember in the beginning of the season, Mane wasn't good in the beginning. Do you remember Liverpool fans were like, "Yeah, Diaz is his replacement. We need to get Mane out of." This is what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this is turned on his head now.
AFCON.
Okay, but like it's unfair, like because there's other.
Listen, if Salah would have won AFCON, that's what they'll be using to make him win Ballon d'Or. So at this point, if Mane wants to use it to get Ballon d'Or, so be it.
I need Real Madrid to win it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
And I need City to win the Prem. Football and I need heritage. Chelsea to win the FA Cup.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought City were gonna beat Real Madrid. And if that was the case, then I would have wanted Liverpool to win the Champions League.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
We need to discuss this. You're booking, like, City fans are
eyebrow.
Is
Pep making those subs?
Euro tunnel, they were booking flights. Booking the Eiffel Tower.
Wait, did you see the other way around though? That Madrid fans had left and then
trying to get back in. Please, I came from Barcelona. Like, I'm not even from here.
Please.
Shut up.
They were like, oh, no.
Can you imagine? 18.
I'm not gonna lie. I went to bed
Did you?
No, I went to bed thinking that City went through. No. I woke up, I said, huh?
Yeah, we were at, me and Julie were at Arsenal, and as we got up to go to the toilet, we were like, it was literally 5 minutes, 4 minutes left, in fact. So then I was like, it's done.
Yeah.
Because I was walking back from Arsenal, and then it was like, they've got a goal back, and I was like, still, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I turned off the game, you know.
Same.
I went
to bed thinking that City got through.
No, guys, I got home thinking the game was done, but the game was just getting started.
Yeah, yeah.
The vibe that this game gave me was the Real Madrid Atletico final, remember?
Yeah.
It was 1 minute left. Yeah. 1 minute. And it wasn't it Bale that scored?
Yeah, it was Bale that scored.
Yeah, and it just
it was Ramos header.
Ramos header, but then, yeah.
And then Bale scored.
Yeah. That was literally what this City Real Madrid watch. You know what? They deserve
They even could have scored.
They deserve to win because that fight that they've shown.
Mm. Even the fight against Chelsea, that was
even against PSG, this was not even PSG.
They should have won that game.
And then Benzema scored a hat-trick.
Yeah.
Same, Benzema scored a hat-trick against Chelsea.
Yeah.
I've got to rate the mentality, man.
It's football heritage. That one is football heritage.
I think the problem with Madrid is the way that they celebrated at the end, it gave me Spurs vibes. Like, how have you got shirts that says go for the 14th? That is literally Klopp just
it's
put
the
that
belief
in.
Though
no, but there's
the belief
in the I hear that like, they're also, but when, they're but also when Spurs franchise. Did it you know what I'm saying? And when Spurs like, did it is because they it was like because the they hadn't thing. Won anything Real Madrid is just pure on football heritage because Real Madrid's thinking even if you do your own prayer candles it's nothing to do with prayer candles our own is
our belief. Our juice is and it's serious. Like it's gonna be like two clubs that have that self-belief.
I need Benzema to rise it with everything he has.
Honestly,
Vinicius
on my life.
I want Carlo to play that like defensive, disgusting football that Klopp hits so much. Yeah, yeah. That Klopp is crying about this week because of Spurs. I want to see that in all its glory.
The game is literally gonna come down to the wingers versus fullbacks battles because both teams have. Fullbacks that them defensively ain't great. Like Diaz against Carvajal is going to be an obliteration, but at the same time, Vinicius versus Trent could also be an obliteration.
Yeah, yeah. No facts. I'm not gonna lie, Vinicius would have finished Trent.
But Vinicius needs to have his head
Gordon
screwed on.
Was finishing Trent. Like.
He needs to have his head screwed on because Vinicius still does miss chances.
That's true. It's true.
I want them both to lose. To be honest, I want both of them to lose. Can't stand either of those teams.
So how are we gonna? How's that gonna work?
Listen, I just can't wait for the final, innit? Yeah. Like, I'm looking forward to it. As a neutral,
we actually should all come together and watch that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
At your house, yeah.
She's like
that. Yeah. Yesterday, I'm joking. But if you wanna,
we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Why are you allowed in?
You have to bribe me at the door. £20 entry.
The bouncer at the door.
£20 entry plus a bottle. Then I let you in.
That's what there's gonna be a bouncer at the door. I've been told that I'm not allowed to let you in.
Me. So does everyone here think Madrid's gonna win?
Yeah.
No. I don't. Oh. I just want them to win.
Yeah. I want them to, but it's
all
gonna be.
Liverpool's gonna win.
I think so, yeah.
Why? I actually don't know.
I don't know, you know.
I just
see the way they played against Spurs.
Yeah, they were terrible.
They won't play that.
Wait, guys, are we forgetting Klopp's final records before he started winning Champions League and Carabao Cup? Before that, yeah, he weren't winning finals
and
like
even
that. You
Carabao
know?
Cup, you lot should have won.
Right, yeah. we got scammed.
But Real Madrid and most of those games, like you would have, I know obviously that goes for them as well that you would have counted them out. But I'm like, there were a lot of times in those last three games that I'm like. They should not have got through.
Yeah.
And if they let Liverpool get a 3-0, they ain't coming back.
There's not a second leg.
You can't go home and do this.
I feel like because they've gotten that far, that belief, they're going to think they can do it.
I
also feel like
the midfield. The midfield, it's Cruz needs to give his head a wobble right now because he's actually been playing like a madman recently.
If Cruz starts, Liverpool winning.
I'm not gonna lie, he's gonna. The thing is this, Camavinga should have been starting since that PSG game. But Cruz is gonna start purely on an experience.
It won't be a great start for them then.
I would do like you know how they're bringing on Camavinga for the last like 20 minutes, but just do that and then like extra time, just do that at half time. Play Cruz for the first half.
I do think we'll go into extra time, you know. Real Madrid just love that extra time.
I think if it
time.
Goes
and
into
it
extra time,
Real Madrid will win it.
Real Madrid will win it.
I don't know. Because you know, the only reason why I'm saying I don't know, Real Madrid's bench ain't lit.
I'll be real. Because
They don't need it. Have you
seen the way they played an extra time against Chelsea? But
the
people that have made the difference from their bench are like Camavinga and stuff. It's not like what's it called? Liverpool are going to be bringing on fast wingers as their substitutes.
Against
Carvajal. Respectfully,
I can't say Real Madrid because it's not in at the Bernabeu. Every time they've come back, it's been at home.
Neutral
stadium.
Although
that makes it more entertaining.
They did the free at Stamford Bridge, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, but we also did three there, and then they came back at their stadium. I just can't see that doing that, and most of the stadium's gonna be Liverpool. You know how Liverpool fans are, they'll get tickets. I don't know how they get the tickets. 3/4 of the stadium are Liverpool. So for me, I think Liverpool do it.
God forbid.
No, go for the seventh.
No, there'll be if they win Champions League and Premier League, I'm just so happy with
that. They're not winning the Premier League.
I said if they did, I'm happy we'd have a Liverpool.
If they had won yesterday, I think. But now, because where are City dropping points?
It was so typical of them to drop points.
I knew Spurs were going to get something.
I actually knew it.
Spurs played so well.
Does City have anyone that's like good still?
They've got, it's like more mid-table teams. They're getting slapped. Like Wolves.
You see the 5-0 that they slapped. You see 5-0 today. City,
like, I hear it, yeah, but in crunch time. You see the 5-0
today, guys. That was revenge.
That's a statement.
Yeah. Anger.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, this is all they've got to pay for.
Yeah. We also talk about Jack Grealish. 100 mil.
The thing is this, I thought when Grealish came on, he was actually...
They got Wolves, West Ham and
Did you
Miller.
See that save? West
Ham ain't doing shit, man.
They're not playing for
anything. West Ham are playing for something. They're still playing for Europa.
They're not playing for that.
No, but Europa in the league come sixth and get Europa. Mm. But it's not enough.
It's not enough.
Because where's their defenders right now? Mm. I swear Dawson was injured now.
Yeah. Zuma came back though, right?
Zuma ain't enough. Zuma ain't enough.
Dawson played in the semi-finals, no? Was he injured now?
I don't know.
He got injured in that game, I think. Oh, and Creswell, I don't want to speak about what that one was doing.
I'm not gonna lie.
Again, twice.
Wait, the exact same foul as well.
The exact same foul.
We haven't talked about Man United yet.
Yeah, I know. Right, I was trying to say, guys, have you guys noticed when Moya
has been dragging the conversation for the last 30 minutes?
Both of us didn't watch that United game.
Yeah. I watched it.
We all watched it.
It was on Sky, so everyone was posted. That's why even when I started even just loading up my basketball, I was just re-watching the game from last year. I was honest to God. Because my team hadn't even started yet. All
right, since you watched the game, you know, tell us how it went.
I think it was an amazing game.
It was. I heard Brighton were great from what
Brighton were.
But United's defence were a shambles.
They need to hold that, honest to God.
Champions League for Ram.
Have I caught him that once?
Oh my God. Lindelof for the third goal.
He opened his leg like this. he sure even went like this.
They kind of one-legged dance.
No, honest to God.
Brighton controlled the game from beginning to end.
Yeah, Brighton play good for... Their problem has always been finishing. But our defence is so shambolic, that...
Even De Gea.
Do you know what got me as well? It's one of those that we've spoken about time and time again where it's like, Brighton at the Amex haven't been that good this season.
And
Brighton
at the Amex have been struggling to score this season. That team, like, I've never been so unaffected by United result. Well, I have been. Mm-hmm. I always get to this stage. I feel like the past like 4 years, I've gotten to this stage every year. And it's just like, what? Honest to God, I couldn't care. That team is bad in every area of the pitch. And the only thing I can find solace in about yesterday's thing was that top reds are turning against McTominay. And at that point...
about time!
And that's,
oh my God, because, after how many years?
Because there was no... Do you know, and the reason they had to is because there was no one... Everyone else that they hate did not play.
Yeah.
And that's why... Then it was like...
I didn't even...
Who will I blame? Because Maguire was on the bench.
Oh, shit!
Maguire was on the bench, so they couldn't blame him. As in, all four goals had gone in before Maguire touched that pitch. So that's what I'm saying. They couldn't blame him.
If Pogba was on that pitch,
if Pogba was on the pitch, they would have been blaming him.
Oh, facts.
No, they blamed him because of his dancing video.
Rashford, who has also been collecting flat, wasn't there. So
this guy's got
did they not blame Ronaldo?
No.
No one's ever
going
to
blame Ronaldo.
They're not ever going to blame. Because you know why as well? The last like 6 games or whatever it is, Ronaldo's basically been scoring every game. So they can't turn around now and be like, shit.
What about Bruno? I can't lie. Bruno had a stinker.
Bruno was collecting heat as well. That's what I'm saying.
when I was looking at all the comments, I was thinking, well, I've won, but at what cost? Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone was, the fans were chanting, you're not fit to wear the shirt. After the match, yeah, they were chanting for time. Then after the match, Bruno was like, he heard the fans chanting. He was like, about you're not fit to wear the shirt. He was like, I too have to that applies to me. And I was thinking, why wouldn't it apply to you? why would you become exempt from that?
What did De Gea say anything after the game?
De Gea actually made some, I'm not going to lie, it could have been more than the four. De Gea actually made quite a few saves in that game.
It could have been six, you know.
I mean, that's all he had to do.
Yeah, that's something.
Bitch.
I'm not going to lie. You know, like sometimes that we can grab onto something and be like, oh, at least this person, you know, he did a 1-2 shimmy, dribbled. Not even one. There's not even. Elanga, I said it the last time I came. I'll say it again. He's a sweet boy. He's a lovely boy.
Elanga, when I criticize players, I don't even want
to get onto him because it's not his fault. He's a lovely boy. He's eager to learn. He'll run for the team. But look at everything we're saying. It's not. He's a lovely boy. He's sweet. He's eager. He's not. We're not saying stuff that. Should be he is not ready to be playing for United right now, and that is not necessarily.
He's only playing because Rashford.
That's what I'm saying, and that doesn't even that's not his fault. Like, that's not to say he can't have a Premier League career. He definitely can, but he's not ready for United right now.
It's also damaging when you you play a young player in this stage when the team isn't doing well, where there's a lot of negativity, where they're having to drag their team through.
Yep.
That's not good for their development.
And in order for it's absolutely not. And in order for them to actually be doing a carrying job, they'd have to be a ridiculous talent. And he's not a ridiculous talent.
I feel like even a ridiculous talent couldn't do a carrying job.
When Redacted was there and we were losing, he was still getting.
You know who Redacted is?
He was
actually dying.
Relax.
Redacted.
We were still getting.
In prison Redacted.
Yeah. We were still getting, so no one was turning on him and saying he's not good enough. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
but it's because the talent level is different.
True. Yeah.
But Elanga's going to be collecting flat, but it's not his fault he's not going to. Did he ask to be starting?
Yeah.
One thing that United know how to do is to go into their academy, look at all the talent, and then put their hand and pick up the most basic, the most bitty. Like, there's people in the academy that are actually very good, but that's not the ones that United want. Because they want the runners. Everyone has actually made it into the United team from the academy in recent time has just been athletic, a runner. That's it. That's the criteria right now. And for that, we're finished.
Honest to God.
We're finished. What a way to just conclude it.
Have we had We're Finished as a title yet?
No, I think that's it. We're finished.
We are honest to God. Like, I look at that team, my friend kept sending me stuff and I messaged him back and I was like, oh, I don't actually want to talk about United. 20 minutes later, sending me something else that someone else said, like Rav said or this. I said, sorry, I couldn't care less. I don't even want to hear about this team. Like, they've checked out and that's fine. So I've also checked out. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They want us as fans to stay there crying and all this when they don't care. Me too, I don't care. Do you get what I mean? Let's be on the same wavelength now. I don't mind.
Realistically, in the summer, how many signings
If I had my way, 20.
See,
if I had my way, 20.
Just get rid just of them all.
Everyone.
Realistically, 4.
Four. I said minimum 6.
Yeah, you know. Realistically, we need 6, but realistically, we're going to get 4, and then maybe 2 with potential.
Because my thing is if 6 or 7 are going out the door, replace them all.
Yeah, in fact, you're right.
What positions are the 4?
Timo, if I start talking, it would be too. Really, there's it's no fine. Position that I would. In the actual team, I could get rid of everyone.
Yeah, the only person that will even stay on the bench is Sancho, but everyone else you can go.
Yeah, Rashford. Yeah, I'm still supporting him. I still want him to do well. I still think he could make it. I still think he could come back to his level, but he needs to sort out what is. going on with him. This is not a football thing. No, this is something's going on with him. This is a psychological thing that he needs to sort out. And that's fine. He needs to be given time to sort that out. And in the meantime, that means we have to buy a winger.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask another question?
Of course you can.
Jesse Lingard. He was
I could not care less.
He's leaving anyway.
You see one thing with Lingard, is that I understand his frustration about not being brought on, but I also don't care because... he actually should. I feel like people have taken in some of the details, but not all. They're trying to say that we didn't let him go to Newcastle in January. We tried to get rid of him in summer. Why would we let you? The club's stance on it was that Martial went on loan, Redacted went to jail, so therefore you can't go, and that's fair enough. Like, we're not to blame for that. You have to think of this. Redacted went on loan, Martial went on loan, Diallo, Ahmad went on loan, Donny went on loan. So how can you possibly, even with, look how many academy boys we've had on the bench. That's even with Lingard staying. Now imagine Lingard didn't stay. So at this point, I don't care, couldn't care less. His brother can shut up as well. His brother should have been having a voice and telling Lingard to have left in summer. But Lingard wanted to snap pictures with Ronaldo. Yeah. So I honestly could not care less. No, he needs to hold that. He's going to end up at AC Milan, and that's fantastic. I hope you have a great career. He's done great things for United. The things he's been involved in, probably every single trophy that we've won since Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
He's been involved. So no one's saying you've not done anything. And for that, he wanted to send off, and he didn't get it. So, and I'm sorry for that, but now what?
Yeah, because even people were saying, like, even Van Persie didn't get a send off.
Van Persie didn't get a send off, and we sold him for £2.5 million.
Do you know what I mean?
We sold him for £2.5 million, yeah? A season and a half after he won the league.
I think the point his brother was making, that he's been there since he was a kid.
Nobody cares. Like, nobody cares. The thing is,
I'm not trying to be funny here, but they're also acting as though Lingard has been there since he was a kid and has just been playing for United since he was 16, which is not true. He's literally he was going on loan every year up until Van Gaal came to that club. Then he wasn't, after Van Gaal left, he wasn't starting consistently for Mourinho, ever. There was no point he was starting consistently for Mourinho. That's why Rio was defending his honour on TV, saying, oh, he's a player I'd have loved to have played with, all that. All right, fine. Like, do you know what I mean?
He's not an important part of...
Under Ole, actually wanted him to be the starter, but then he started playing like shit. Which is what... Because initially, Ole kept saying he wanted Martial, Rashford and Lingard to be the front three. So... This is all on you. This is literally all on you, and I'm sorry to that man. You know what I mean?
Let's leave it there. It's true.
Anyways, exactly. That's his.
No one cares about.
Like, we'll give you a nice montage compilation when you go
on the gram. Are you happy?
when he plays you again, like, for his new team, they'll give him like,
you know, when they start playing Hometown Glory in the background and they start putting your pictures and videos from when you scored in the cup.
Arsenal those matches.
We'll put the Millie Rock, we'll make sure that thing is packed and loaded. Don't worry. And under the comments, you'll get people saying, we'll miss you, Jesse. Hope you do well. Lovely.
Simple. Lovely. Good. Right. Done.
Anyway, let's move on quickly to FA Cup final prediction. Chelsea, Liverpool.
Timo, let's start
with you. Give us like a score prediction, please.
Score prediction, I'm going to go 3-1
Liverpool.
Okay.
3? I'm
going to
go
1-0
Chelsea.
Oh. Fair enough.
After you've seen what...
You know what? I don't have faith in the Prem, but I have faith in that final.
Interesting.
We need to break that Wembley curse.
Yeah, that's true. They haven't done it for a while. Moya?
2-1 Liverpool, but I want Chelsea to win it.
I agree. I feel like Chelsea need to win it for everyone else to feel calm, because we don't want Liverpool to have another cup. Like, we don't. Like, it's enough. Their fans, I can't hear it anymore. But I agree with Moya.
Marva?
Yeah, I'm going to hope for the best and hope it's a Chelsea win, but I don't know if it will be. Although I will say that this is all Chelsea have left to play for, so hopefully they turn up there.
We need it more than Liverpool, let's put it that way. Yeah.
And Tuchel's a good cup coach.
Yeah.
A great cup coach, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think Liverpool are going to win. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all socials at Gold Diggers UK. Peace out.
Bye.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.